Welcome to the Spirit of America Party.
Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. I decided to do a show today after hearing that Nike was going to stop making a sneaker with the Bessie Ross flag on it because Kaepernick, the football player, the guy that ruined the NFL, has called Bessie Ross a racist. I tell you something, I'm getting my eyes open here. I just seen a two-page report written in the 1800s by a relative of, I call her Kamala Harris. She's from Jamaica, and her relative in the 1800s, I believe, I might have my numbers wrong, but he owned 1,800 slaves, 1,837 slaves. I believe that's the number. It might be wrong. It might be 187. But he had them listed all by name and color. And I think it was around 1831, and his name was Harris. And he said that he swore to it that he owned every one of them. So I think Kamala Harris has a little bit of a problem with slavery in her family. And then we turn to Cortez. And she's got a bigger problem because she's got an uncle named Hernando, who in the 1500s conquered all of Mexico and made everybody slaves. So be careful who calls who a racist here. And Betsy Ross is no racist. Come on, she's your grandmother. Is your grandmother a racist? Unbelievable. But you know what? I don't blame Kaepernick, the communist kneecapper. He's the head of the communist Kaepernick kneecappers, the KKK. Now, you think they'd be like a nice white boy like Tim Tebow, who takes a knee for Jesus rather than a knee for Stalin. If we fall, who's going to take us in? The Russians? There are no blacks in Russia. Only at the Patrice Lumumba University, where they train them to go back to Africa and overthrow the government. China? There's no blacks in China. How long are you going to be here? That's what you're going to hear. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, so it's not Kaepernick I blame. It's Nike. Nike is the one that hates the United States, and here they're sucking everybody in to buy their slave shoes. Kaepernick is wearing slave shoes. Look in every poor neighborhood in the land. There's not one Nike factory. They're all in low-wage countries. Nike caters to sports stars and supporters of slavery pay the big bucks. Did you know one pair of Nikes was made by an Indonesian girl, making 70 cents a day? So Nike trots out Kaepernick, the communist kneecapper of the KKK, and he says Betsy Ross is a racist. And everybody blames stupid, but it is Nike using stupid. Nike pretends to stop production. On the 4th of July, they pretend to stop production of Betsy Ross shoes. Are you kidding me? They had no intention of getting those shoes to market for the holiday. Yeah. That was their intention all along, not to produce them. What perfect communist timing, the 4th of July. Kaepernick wears slave shoes. What a two-faced hypocrite. He promotes slavery by endorsing slave labor. Some of these kids work from 2 a.m. to 10 p.m. Nike can't open a factory in the USA because we freed the slaves in 1865. White men fought white men to free the slaves. We should be entitled to reparations for having to listen to Kaepernick's communist bullshit. Two facts of life every American must learn quickly. One, those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Two, those who divide us will destroy us, as they're doing now. And if we fall, no one is taking us in, especially Russia, communist Russia and communist China. Spirit of America Party Radio Show. Abu Tam on YouTube. Bartender, a champagne. I have a Trump coupon.
I don't care. care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, so I can praise His name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, so I can praise His name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can praise His name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church, so I can praise His name. Hand clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, so I can praise His name. I've got to get to the altar.
Church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yes,
I need a church where I can praise His name.
Oh, I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise Him all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise
His name.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lift up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along.
I really do.
When did Hollywood ever show gospel blacks in a good light? Maybe in the 1930s. But they always show them as corrupt pastors and foolish people. And that's how they portray gospel blacks. You see it in everything they do. That's to get Christ out of the United States. They're taking down statues, but they want to take down crosses. You remember that. And they do the same thing to Latinos.
Above all, dedicated to JC and our troops who fall.
Be mine. above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
Went to a ceremony tonight. There's a sing-along, and they did all patriotic tunes, including the Army tune, the Navy hymn, Navy tune, the Air Force and the Coast Guard and the Marine Corps. And as they picked each branch of the service, people stood up who were in that branch of the service. And I looked around, and what I saw made me feel melancholy, because patriotism in the United States is being erased by the communist movement, and we've been under siege since 1914, when the communists murdered the Romanov family. And when they were finished shooting them, they bayoneted them to be sure, and then they threw their bodies down a mineshaft. And that was the opening day of communism. And it hasn't changed. And it's in our country. It's in our universities. It's in our churches. It's in our judiciary. Every agency in the United States is infected. If Joe McCarthy was here today, he'd be right on the money. And we're in big trouble. And American heritage and history is being erased as fast as you can click a keyboard. That's how fast America. Do you know nobody's talking about 911? It's not taught in the schools, especially in New York where it happened. They're not talking 911. No, if you ask any kid what happened on 911, he can't tell you. It is sad. The first two subjects that the communists got rid of was geography and American history. So, speaking of American history, we're going to talk about slavery, because the communists used the race card. That's their number one card, and their number two card is the sex card. The next tune I'm going to play for you is a tune called Amazing Grace. You know who wrote Amazing Grace? A slave trader who had his own ship. And he was out on the ocean in a terrible storm, and he thought it was all over. And he got down on his knees and he asked God to save him. And he promised God that if he did save him, that he would work for him the rest of his life. And he wrote Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. How's that, huh? I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but could not see. And could not see. I see that Navy SEAL Gallagher, he was found not guilty on all counts except having his picture taken by a dead body. I got to tell you, I've followed all of these Obama POWs that were charged with unpremeditated murder since Eric Holder and Obama decided to put the U.S. military in prison. And one guy comes to mind. He's a black guy. He has two beautiful daughters. His name is Derek Miller, and he was a guest on Mark Levin's show tonight, run by somebody else. And he was sentenced to 15 years in jail for shooting a terrorist. And if you're familiar with bogus arrests, there's a saying, they flake you. Usually what they do is if they want to put somebody in jail, they plant drugs on them and then they arrest them. And that's called flaking. And that's what's happening to these GIs. They're being flaked by, I got to call them communists, in the military. And their only goal is to break the military, break the morale in the military. This guy, Derek Miller, had two kids, of course, a wife. And I think he served 7 years of his 15-year sentence. Meanwhile, his wife and two kids are living a life of poverty and shame. She has no benefits. I'm sure they cut off all her benefits. They cut off his paycheck, so that plus his benefits. And they have to wait and hope that daddy gets an early out while daddy is in prison at Fort Leavenworth on suicide watch. Another guy that was falsely charged by the higher-ups in the Pentagon, two guys that are trying to make a name for themselves so when they come out they could run for office in the Democrat Party. I'm trying to think of his name. I think his name was Lieutenant Behenna. And he did about five of his 15 years for unpremeditated murder. And when he came out, the communist press was outside the prison with the cameras clicking away. And they said, how does it feel to be released early, you dirty American? And he said, don't concern yourself with me. Concern yourself with the guys that are in there, my buddies. They're on suicide watch. That is sad. The saddest one is a guy named Evan Vela, and nobody ever mentions him. He was part of a three-man sniper team set up outside an Iraqi village waiting for a head al-Qaeda to show up and take him out. A villager got close to their concealment, and the commanding officer of the three-man team knocked the villager down and held him down and ordered Vela to shoot him in the head. So Vela shot him in the head, and it turned out to be a big mess. The Iraqis came out of the village. They demanded that the three Americans be tried by Iraqi judges in an Iraqi court. So the military said, you know what? This is my interpretation. They said, you know what? We're not going to give you three. We'll give you one. And they set up Vela to take the fall. And then they turned to Vela's compadre. And they said, if you don't testify against Vela, you're going to get the same sentence he's getting. So what do you think he did? What would you do? You're helpless. They got you. It's their game. How are you going to play it? And the commanding officer, of course, blamed Avella, even though he gave the order to shoot him. And if Avella had disobeyed the order, he would have been court-martialed. So here's what happened. They sent the commanding officer and the guy that was forced to turn against Vela to Fort Bragg. They were tried in a military court in Fort Bragg, found not guilty. They left Vela behind to stand trial in an Iraqi court by American military personnel. and he got 15 years for unpremeditated murder. 15 years. You know what 15 years is like? Some people don't live 15 years. And his wife and two kids, I think a boy and a girl, lived in Alaska. They had to sell their home in Alaska for court costs. And they moved to Fort Leavenworth so they could wave to daddy through the bars. What a shame, huh? And he's still in prison, rotting away. It's not fair. It's not fair. We'll give you a little country and western.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That comes the rest of it all. Yeah, I'm in a position of backing away. Freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Once more. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
Watching Laura tonight, and somebody was sitting in for her, and they were doing this Kaepernick communist shoe, slave shoe story. And there were two black guys on, one pro, one con, one conservative. And the guy's an ex-football player, the conservative, great guy, fantastic, common sense all the way. And the other guy, I call him Leo, his name, first name is Leo, he's an attorney. Already, you know, Leo the lizard, I call him the lizard hearted, you know, because Leo's supposed to be the lion hearted. I call him the lizard hearted. And he went into the routine that the 13 original colonies should never have been started because they were all a bunch of racists. And that's why he doesn't like the flag. And I remember flashing back to Obama bin Laden, first communist president. And you, years from now, you'll realize that you don't see it because you have a drain plug in the left side of your head. And if you feel up there and it's closed, it means you're full. But they asked Obama how he felt about the flag, and he said it was too bellicose. I asked him about the anthem. He said the anthem's bellicose too, and it's you know, with bombs bursting in the air and but not nukes bursting in the air from Iran, paid for by Obama, $157 billion to buy the uranium that Hillary sold to the Russians so that Obama could buy it from the Russians and Hillary gets her cut. No, that has nothing to do with that. He said that the Star Spangled Banner is too bellicose. He'd rather have something like, I'd like to buy the world some coke. Well, once they pass the marijuana legislation, they'll be buying the coke next. They, folks, they're trying to make you become part of the New World Order, and you'll have no border, you'll have no house, you'll have no car. You'll have to go to the motor pool and sign out for the people's car. And there won't be one for everybody. You're going to lose your country and you will have given it away. It is sad. It is really sad. So, having said that, we got time. I'm going to... Everybody has a state song that they love. Stars Fell on Alabama, New York, New York. There's no song about New Jersey unless it's Asbury Park. But every state has a song. And one of the songs I enjoy, and I talked about it once when I said how naive Americans are today, that they think that because they live in la-la land that there's nobody out there getting ready to get them and take la-la land away from them. And I mentioned the song Back Home in Indiana. I says, I don't want to hear some Soviet tank commander singing When the Moonlight is on the Warbash. So here's Back Home in Indiana.
Again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
That's a 40s song. That GI that's singing that may not have gotten to get back to his Indiana home because he took a bullet for you and me so that you and I could complain about global warming and secondhand smoke. Okay, I got a dedication to make. I'm dedicating this tune to the 4,700 American babies who were crucified today in Democrat chop shops. Behold the cross.
life's very Lord, God's darling was Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary.
Make them dress in Kate Smith shorts. Bring back her song. Chick-fil-A. Stop making the Klan look like all Southern states' pride. Not more than 8,000 compared to 880,000 communists on the Lower East Side. The Klan should give up the Confederate banner so it can be restored to a place of honor. The communists will tell you it's a symbol of slavery. 350,000 dead Southern Americans say it symbolizes slavery. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you every day. In 2020, vote the wrong way. Cut the wires and down to size. Destroys freedom's light. They take your heritage out of sight. They convince you that you're a loser too for loving the red, white, and blue. We built everything with loving care, from hospitals to churches, all this we share. God and country is our favorite song. Trump lands my home. The communists corrupted all agencies three layers down. Trump has turned us around and them upside down. Washington Post, anti-Semitic crimes, New Yorker too. Newsweek and Vogue include the View. NBC, CNN, ABC, NPR, the NFL, and the Yankees too are all anti-American. They hate the red, white, and blue. The rhino rats are afraid of human youth. Facebook, Twitter, and Google all need to be inserted in the Marine Corps of Bugle. Fingerlick and Cohen, Moaning Joe and Crazy Larry from NBC all need to get bitten by the trump of the bee. The best way to ruin their day is click them off and away. Never believe what they say. Just click them off and click away. Charge. He is fantastic. The Latinos are now calling him Super Gringo. And every time they see him, they shout. And like when he was shopping the other day at the supermercado, they shouted, "We love you, El Trumpo. We love you." Yeah. And he's also, he loves gospel music. He loves gospel blacks, and gospel blacks love him. And his favorite song is the battle hymn of the Republic. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Yes, so welcome to the Spirit of America party. It looks like the country is equally divided. It's 50% communist and 50% Americano. Yeah, we're with the Super Gringo. We're with El Trumpo. Yes. And we are 65 million strong at the voting booth. And now we've introduced a new tactic that is going to give Trump a landslide. Just picture this. 65 million Americans voted for Trump. They're all going to drop a dime to a relative who does not vote for Trump.
And they're going to say to the relative, hello, this is your uncle, this is your aunt, and this is your brother, this is your cousin, and I'm begging you, we need your vote. I know you feel your vote doesn't count. I'm telling you, your vote counts. All you have to do is vote for Trump, and we will double the landslide we had in 2016 when the Democratic Communist Party tried to commit suicide. Oh, and they were crying. Weren't they crying? Yeah. They were crying. And Hillary, in a rage, canceled the fireworks show. They didn't vote me president, they're getting no fireworks. And Trump offered to buy the fireworks for 10 cents on the dollar, and she refused. She couldn't counter-offered. You know, all she had to do was pretend it was an Iranian deal she was making with the Russians. You know that Iranian deal where Obama lent the Iranians $157 billion? He gave them. He didn't even lend it to them. He gave them $157 billion so they could buy the Clinton uranium from the Russians and nuke the United States because they didn't spend that money any other way. These Ayatollahs are bad people. And the people of Iran are about fed up. But you see, when a communist power takes over, the first thing they do is they take the guns away from the people. And then when the people protest, the bullets are all one way. But our founding fathers said, no way is that going to happen here. The second amen, it guarantees the first amen. You can go out there and accuse the government of going communist, and when they send their troops out to get you, you send your troops out to get them. They're called militias. Unbelievable. Did you know that after Pearl Harbor, Admiral Yamamoto was asked, why didn't you follow up after sinking the American fleet in Pearl Harbor? Why didn't you invade the West Coast? Do you know what he said? We could not invade the West Coast because behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle. And the second amen guarantees us firepower equal or better than the enemy's firepower. So stop trying to keep us down at Musketville, because AR-15s are equalizers to the enemy's firepower. As a matter of fact, I think we should have tanks too, you know. And tanks make good fallout shelters, especially in tornado areas. Okay, so having said that, I'm going to give you a tune. And we'll have a few chuckles. And the name of this tune, if I can find it, is called Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? I just heard it the other day. My son was singing it to his wife. It's very good. So hang in there.
Oh, you get me ready.
Where is my job?
We're going to pay a tribute because this is Memorial Day to all who have fallen, to all who have died so that we could live. You owe your life to some GI who took a bullet for you. So this is a tribute to those who fought in the Civil War on both sides. I don't let the communists accuse the South of owning slaves. They own only 6% owned slaves. Some of those rebels didn't even have shoes. They fought for their country, and they were Americans, and they are Americans today. I don't want to hear this divide and conquer crap. We're all one country.
My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. And just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze over the hill where he waved a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue.
Memorial Day was created to honor those who fought in the Civil War. So let us find something that we can pay tribute to from the very beginning to our great American heroes, North, South, East, and West. One USA. The founding fathers knew we had to be united or we would die. Okay. Looks like we're going to close out. Let me see if I can find something real nice. Yes, found something. This will give you a little melancholy. And it's Buddy Holly, and it's a rehearsal for True Love Ways.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Hey, Charlie.
Just you know why. Why? We'll by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true. Throughout the day, our true love will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways.
Forget your vote counts more than you know. Don't let anybody take your country away from you. It's all you got. Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.